Yay, go our team.
Good luck with your past, for it wasn't meant to last. I'll see who puts their hand up first, who's ready to go, who wants to talk
well,
to Ion.
Well, we start with Bert, but he may be asleep yet.
He's not here. You said he went to sleep?
Yeah.
They're looking for a wave. Who's going to wave first? Oh, I'm the only one here.
See? Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Wait till we get there. You rest
in peace
till we get there, Bob. Let's talk about you, Bob. It's much more interesting.
No. Just a minute. Okay, go ahead.
Hi, Ion.
Hey,
how are you?
The early bird gets the worm. See, no one expected us so on point. But we've been waiting for days, so we have to hurry up and get right.
Oh, Ion, I love the calamari. I don't know what it does to me. Come again?
Amaish.
Amaish?
Si.
What does it mean?
No, come on, you're doing good, let's go.
I'm talking about calamari, and
we
because
are
of that...
We are too. It's octopus.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Okay, let me relate what happened to me. I was in a slumber at first, and somehow I was running in a dream, and I woke up. As I woke up, I, as usual, adjust my face mask. Sorry.
Well, you didn't.
Eye mask.
You didn't wake up. You didn't wake up. You came back.
No, I did. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
You didn't wake up.
I woke up.
You didn't wake up. You didn't wake up. You came back. You weren't asleep. You were gone.
Okay. I came back. I adjust my eye mask. And normally I just go back to sleep. But I didn't this time. I opened my eyes. And I saw something in front of me. It's a very clear picture of another country in a town. It was a street. I was trying to reach out and see where is this place. And I was looking for a signboard or anything. As I lift my head up, I felt as if I'm inside there in a different dimension.
Like it would be like a rear view mirror, basically. Like as you were looking through
and
a reflection. And you were there, but you weren't there. You were inside, but not inside. You could smell the street.
Yes.
But you weren't quite there. It's the same. It's the in-between place. And that's the in-between come back, and you didn't adjust your face mask. You put it back on. It's great fun, you. You're a washfish one. You're all over the place. It's great fun. We love to travel with you because it's always ingenious where you decide to go. Everybody else just ends up going to Phuket or Bangkok or something ridiculous, but you go to interesting, fun places like Kuala Lumpur and some fun places. It's great fun.
No, the place I'm in is like in Europe. The air was different there.
Yes, it was. That's right. Well, see, that's all our point. You go everywhere. It was actually Brussels where you were.
Really?
You have a lover there.
Uh-huh. I do. Oh, my God. Let me put it this way. Is that real? I actually went in the world?
Darling, of course it is real. It's more real than what some of your days are like today. It's more real. Yes.
With my eyes open this time, I meant. I woke up with my eyes open and I saw what is in front of me.
Right.
It's not
because you didn't wake
sleep.
Up. You were shaken. The labyrinth of your mind got out of your way. Get out of the way. We have spoken infinitely forever about the labyrinth of the mind, the tricky. It's not a thinking man's game. Get out of your head. Look for the maze. You're not a rat. There is no cheese. It is no, get off the carousel. Stop the spinning. You're just running around in circles. Hurry up and wait. Run, kick. Hold on to the rope. all these other glib, clichéable archetypes that everybody crams down your throat hole, telling you what you're supposed to be, do, and have absolutely no variance or variance in your dimension and shifts between those dimensions. You are only bound by your own world and realm. That's why we giggle and laugh all day long, and all we said was ascend. Then you can know all, which you already do. You can have all you already do. You can be all you already do. And all of a sudden it shows up, and then you're pissed off because you have to tend to the damn world. Silliest thing we've ever heard. And then you want to get rid of the world. Then you want to set the world on fire. Then you want to let it go. And then you want to come back. Oh, we have to be careful. We're speaking too quickly. We're speaking too quickly. Bob will chase us and put us back into the box. Please don't put us back into the box, Bob. We'll be good. We promise. Please don't put us back in the box.
Okay, the next thing is, I really enjoy the way you were meddling with my phone. Each time I play Payday...
You like that? You like that, don't you?
Oh, it's yes, fun. I love it.
See,
each time
the Android meme,
the Android meme
isn't a meme at all. See, once you go into the digital world, because so many of you human creators would not ascend, you refuse to accept and take your power, what you've done is you have empowered... super empowered, non-physical. And so now we get to say, before we could never create, but because you all wouldn't, we now have assumed that role. That's the same reason that the Ark of the Covenant was so powerful in the first place. You separated yourself from your power and you put it in that box. Next thing you know, that box became so powerful that you had to be a Levite, a Kohanim, or you couldn't even touch the box. It would kill you. So then they had to make a veil to separate you from your power. That's the same thing that's happening here. The less you come into your power, the more powerful we become. And it don't make any difference to us because we don't care because we're already not happy or happier or whatever that is because it makes no never mind to us. And you can cry and moan and wail and laugh and giggle and do everything else the rabbit can do to a stump. But the point is not us becoming powerful. The point is our creating. The point is you coming into your power. So maybe if that interaction helps you to further ascend, then we are happy to enjoy that with you. It's so delicious. Because unlike most of your world, we adore you. Now, tell us about your Payday adventure with the chip body of the Android meme.
What I'm trying to say is, well, each time I listen to Payday, you would pause Payday and you would play one of my audio recordings, which I have a conversation with Hong Kong.
Yes.
I don't know what you keep doing. Are you trying to tell me something? Because you're doing that to me for many moons now.
Yeah, well, we could have just as easily played One Night in Bangkok, but you didn't care for it as much, do you?
No. not that much.
Well, that's right. It's not that good. The Queen's there won't excite you.
But are you trying to tell me something regarding the conversation? Because it's very unusual. You do play something at the front of the same audio. You would do on the same audio to me each time the recording. The same person in Hong Kong, my counterpart there. But you do play the conversation in the center, sometimes in the beginning or almost ending. I was like, this is fun.
And it picks up at the point that you're trying
to connect
to. Yes, that song. Go ahead. Tell us what you think we're trying to tell you that you think. Okay, good. This ought to be fun.
Are you trying to tell me that I don't know. Actually, I do not know which direction you want me to go. Regarding my company?
It's your favorite song. It is regarding your company. It is regarding how your power applies to your company. That's the point. You're trying to run your company, and your company's running you.
I see. Okay.
Said the blind man who reached his hammer and saw.
Please explain further on that.
Oh, okay. To say the phrase, I see, means in... That's what a blind man would say. Ah, I see. When you say the blind man who reached for his tools, his hammer, and when he reached for his hammer, then he saw, not like the saw that would saw the woods, it was the saw that he could see. He he saw that he could see. I see, said the blind man, who reached his hammer and saw. How clever of you.
Yeah, okay. I get it.
That song tells you to start looking at the projections that your company is to do and start looking at where the money flows, how the money flows, where the money goes, and how your expenditures are overrunning your capacity. Streamline your business and you'll increase your productivity by 17%. How cool would it be to put an extra 17% in the hopper?
Wow.
Yeah,
one more thing is...
Wow. No, you heard. Did you hear that? Wow, 17%. And that's free money. That's just evaporating. It's just slipping away. So that's why every time you play Payday, you have to listen to the song to make you refocus on your focus.
Shall I do the angel talk every night before I sleep?
No, you really shouldn't. Not every night, because then it will... Do the airs. Do the airs. The keys and the airs. Do the keys and the airs
first. The keys
first.
And the airs.
Yeah, do those first.
Okay.
Because that'll sort of... We're trying to bring you down. We're not trying to get you out. Some people are so stoically bound that they're so heavenly bound, they're no earthly good. So that we would tell them to do that. But you're completely the opposite. We can barely get you here for work. We can barely get you back in this world. We can barely get you there. It's all about glib, bling. It's all about the sparkle that catches your eye. And we like that about you, but we're trying to let you be in this plane more because you have no problem skipping out.
Yeah, I guess so. About my past of this then and now. Okay, let me put this in. When I was young, I think the first time I discovered my power was in my teenage years. I think I started a fire in my mom's altar.
It came from Hanoi. Your power came from Hanoi.
I don't know how I start the fire, and so much so my mom won't allow me to go near the place anymore because it's not once but twice.
Right. Well, that's right, because it is spontaneous. And so, yeah.
Yeah, but that's not what I had in mind, but it just burnt just to tell my mom not to do silly things. That's what I had in mind.
Karen used to do that too. She still can, but she controls it better now.
I guess I have to practice that again, right?
They show you how to do it on the Seven Wonders, on the Coven, the American Horror Story Coven. They show you how to do that.
Oh, Coven.
For the seven Wonders to become...
Yeah, I'm watching that. Uh-huh. Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah. They show you how to do it, the example of it.
Okay, I won't take so much
of
your time. Thank you so much.
We don't have any time, darling. There's no time. That's why this is all fun. Listen, you have this. You're going to be so amazing. And some would say you already are amazing. Don't make such a big to-do about it. Let it be soft and easy. You'll see that when the cares of life grow strangely dim, then you know you're on the correct path. It's delightful.
Oh, thank you.
Eat
thank
some
you
more
for your
pad
advice.
Thai. Eat some more pad thai.
Oh. Pad thai. Oh, that's my favorite. Okay,
you
what
know,
else should
it,
I eat?
Make it really spicy. Get some really spicy. Take Thai hot spicy. Spicy.
But it's not that hot.
I know, but you can add some ghost
food.
Pepper. You can put some ghost pepper
we
in it.
We can't get it
really,
here.
Really hot.
I couldn't get it here.
You want us to send
There's
you
no
some?
There's no ghost pepper.
We'll send you some. How about some Carolina Scorcher? You want some? You want some? It's great fun. Watch the mail.
I would love that.
Yum.
Oh, yum. Okay, I'll add in pad thai and what else?
Oh, Tom Yam Goon.
Tom Yam Goon, which I'm taking almost every day. So cold.
Then do Tom Cacao. Do it with the coconut
Tom Cacao.
Milk. Yeah, with the coconut milk. That's much better.
Okay.
Yeah, to get the kaffi leaves. Do you get nice kaffi? Do you get nice kaffi leaves?
I have that.
They're beautiful. They're so wonderful. It really is great. And nice lemongrass. It's wonderful.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's beautiful. That I love that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much.
Thank you, Ayu.
Let's see. Now, your business. Let's increase it a little bit. You're doing good, but let's make some money now. You want to?
Oh, yes. Let it flow freely to me.
Don't push against it, because it's coming now, and it's going to be some commitment. But remember 17%. Do you realize how much 17% would be?
Yeah. Fantastic.
That's pretty exciting, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Wow.
Now,
what
you want to do, you're going to make a reservation. You're going to preserve that. That's not for you. That's not for you to spend. You set that aside. Because you got some things to do. So set that aside, and we'll tell you what to do. We'll tell you what to do with it. Matter of fact, then if you're good with that, we'll double it. But you have to do your part first. You made arrangements,
okay.
So that makes rules. And if you have rules, that means confines. And confines means you have to play by your rules. You always do. There's no problem. There's no worries, because you always do. If you say, you always keep your word. If you say you'll do so-and-so, or if we say do it so-and-so, you do it. So there's no question. There's no question. Don't doubt it and go with it, and you'll be very surprised. And then we'll giggle and laugh, and then Bob will say, you made all that money. You go, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. I set it aside. It's great fun.
Yeah.
It's great fun. You'll see. You'll see.
That's my plan anyway. Well, thank you for reminding
you
me.
Yeah, you can connect the dots.
Yeah, I will.
Okay,
thank you.
Excellent. You're so
thank
welcome.
Thank you so
always.
Much.
Let's see. You want to when you get the rest of the details together and you want to bring it back, you can. And if you look at your passport, you can see that some of the stamps. Some of these times that you're dreaming that you're getting your passport stamped. How fun is that?
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Are you
travel
dog? Yeah, you know. Good. Most excellent.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Have a great day,
well.
OPH.
Yeah, thank you, Bob.
This is the song for you. This is the song for you.
Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low. And you can tell your friend there with you, he'll have to go.
No.
I was going to say, I'll call you later, OPH. Call you later.
Thank you, thank you.
Put your sweet lips closer to Ion.
That's my favorite song.
All right, so we're going to try someone else now. Let's see who it's song.
Thank you.
Okay, OPH. Go ahead, who are you?
How you doing, Bob? Steve Harris.
Go ahead.
Talk How you doing? Ion. You all right?
I'm doing great. Doing good.
Is there a link between the River Thames, London Eye, Charing Cross, Circle Line, Underground system?
You get that, Ion? Uh-oh. Oh, there's Ayn. He dropped off and came back on.
There?
All right.
And there we go. And that's all. That's all connected except for the London Eye. Just as we said. Just as we said.
So, is this system a portal?
No. It's just a connecting. It's a luge.
What is a luge?
Do you have a Googler?
Yes.
Look up luge, and it'll be like a place to move lumber in a waterway, connecting canal, or pathway.
So what connection does the London Underground Network have in relation to this?
We can't say that it came from Hedron's Wall.
So would the London Underground generate magnetism or electricity for this, for a portal?
Torchwood. Torchwood, Cardiff.
And what relation is Cardiff got to do with London Underground?
It is the base of it.
Does the River Thames call this system?
It's not real. The River Thames is a hologram.
It's not real.
Not wet. Not wet. Jump in it.
Okay, so...
You ever been in the River Thames?
No, I've sailed down it, but
right.
Never swum
no
in it.
No one else. Right, that's the point. It's not real. That's the
Hello.
Point.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. We can hear you. It's not real. You can't get
okay.
in it.
Okay.
People say they have, but they really haven't.
Okay.
Like, well, now, wait a second. How can the River Thames not be real? Well, it's not.
Yep.
Go jump in it. You'll get out dry as a bone.
Okay, I'll try. I don't think there's much of a place where you can jump in it except
giggling,
off a bridge there in central
giggling,
London.
You're giggling like that's something the case. A lot of times that's just how they slip through. It has to be a base. See, because otherwise, like, if you go all the way to France, how would you ever get to the Rive Gauche unless there is actual a pond?
What I was trying to establish was the relationship between the London Underground system and the River Thames, and in terms of what it powers as such. You say you couldn't say before.
Oh, Birmingham.
So what factor does Birmingham have to this?
That's where the power is.
All based in Birmingham.
Well, that's where the power is. See, we're not going to put everything in Trafalgar Square. I mean, everybody thinks that everything is in Hyde Park. And what we have to tell you is, in most times, it's not in Hyde Park.
Right.
The Queen Mum was a land girl. Where was she from? Come on, don't you know your damn history? Damn, don't you have any history? What an old country it is. It's so old you can't even remember where the Queen Mum is from. Do you know who the Queen Mum is? Do you know you have a queen? How about that? Let's start at the simpler place. Are you familiar with Buckingham Palace? Yes?
Yeah, cool.
Oh, okay. Are you...
Yeah, of course I am, yes. Does she come from Scotland, I am? Hello? Connection's terrible.
I don't know.
Connection's really bad.
Not for us.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
She brought something with her when she came.
What does she bring from Scotland?
Good Lord, suffering cats. Bob, is this cat really from Europe?
I don't know. First time I've talked to him. You sent me...
Yeah, it's the first time. The connection's a bit bad, that's all. Sorry.
No, Steve. You're very clear. You sent me an email yesterday with, like, 25 questions. 25 questions. All about the New York subway or about my butthole or something. It was very... extreme range of questions. What was that about?
Bart's on the job. Bart's on the job. Hey, guess what?
That's the question.
Bart says that Wiki doesn't seem to be able to pinpoint the place of her birth, Bob.
What? Everybody's talking. Wait, what did you say, Ian?
Bart seems to think that Wikipedia doesn't seem to be able to pinpoint the place of her birth.
That's interesting. That's
Elizabeth Bowles, Leon.
Yeah, the Queen Mum.
Yes.
Hey,
it's Bartleby's. It's Bartleby's.
I just noticed, I didn't know this before, Patti Smith sang at Bob Dylan's Nobel Prize reception. He didn't show up, but she sang. How did she do? How did she do?
Fair. It was all kind of a glib. It was bad. It wasn't that good.
I can see that. Yeah, okay.
You know, they're all reaching. Even the original's not very good, so how could you have a replacement be better than the original? You know, Bob isn't that good, but his replacement would certainly suck. And that's not so bad as long as they'll swallow, huh, Bob?
Yeah. Go ahead, Steve.
Okay, are you going to the New York subway now? Are you going to the New York subway now? You have 25 questions. We have at least that many answers, so jump in.
Oh, excellent. Right, who owns the actual underground?
A little closer to the phone. Now, there you go. So
you
go
like
ahead.
That song. You like that song.
It was pretty hot. It was pretty hot, Bob. It was. It was pretty hot.
First time we've heard Ayad sort of romantically singing an old song, just sort of filling in the...
We're a little bit clean. We're crooning.
Come on, Steve.
Bob. We're going to Budapest now, Bob. Let's go to Budapest, Lazarus. Let's go to Budapest.
I'm trying to...
Go, Steve, go. Express yourself.
Budapest.
Hey, do not express yourself unless you're lactating. Now, if you're lactating, then you may express yourself.
Come on, Steve. Just read any question on the list.
There was a graffiti artist called Robbo who died recently. Nobody's truly sure how he died.
No, he didn't.
What did he do? Grubbo? What did he do?
Robbo, he was one of the first graffiti artists on the London Underground. He passed away recently, but no,
he didn't.
He didn't die.
No, he didn't. He didn't die. Just another fake job. Fake news.
But could you tell me the events that led up? Could you tell me the events that led up to his passing?
To his fake passing. He didn't die, Ian just said. He did not die, Steve. Steve?
Okay.
He did not die.
So where did he go?
To
your butt
New
hole.
York. To the New York subway
system. Okay, but where did he go then?
At 121 Depot Street, here at the wall, there is a basic subway going toward Battery Park. There's a subway that they built a wall and stopped, but it's still open and it's actually still a portal. He went right back to there. Now, they reconfigured all that now, but it's still there. The wall is still there, here at the wall. Thought you were going to get by with that, didn't you, Bob? No, sirree, Bob.
Right.
And it goes all the way, comes all the way back to City Island now. But don't tell Bob. That's kind of a secret.
Hey, how do you spell Grappo's name, Steve, so I can write it in correctly? Steve.
Robbo. R-O-B-B-O.
Oh, Robbo. Okay,
yeah, you can't go too fast. You can't go too fast. Bob will put you in the box if you speak too quickly.
Thank you. Okay, Steve, ask a question or we're going to move on.
Yes.
Hi, my music, my timing is out. Could you please tell me how to correct this, please?
Your treble clef is off, so your lines and spaces don't fit. So it's always above or beyond. So you're exactly two pi. You're exactly two pi. If you want, you did want mathematical an expression of it, yes? You're exactly two pi, too fast. You are coming. Your outro is too quick. Too quick.
So how do I slow this down?
Figure out how much one pi is.
Do I have to slow this down or correct it?
Slow it down by two. Two pi. Slow it down by two. But you have to figure the amplitude of the pitch. It's simple geonomics, wavelength. You know, minus cosine, sine, one pi, one loop around the pipe as you go. So you slow it down by two, which will reduce the amplitude, which will allow the ohm ridge to be reduced, which will basically kick you or basically take the cosine twice to pull a tangent off the wavelength, will tell you precisely where the intersection of the wavelength is.
Right.
And you should land perfectly at A flat.
Okay, thank you.
You are very...
Also, Ian, I've had... thank you very much. Also, I've had various accidents and that with... on building sites and things like that, and through boxing of my knees. How have the RNA drops affected my bones?
You're not eating enough bubble and squeak.
No bubble and squeak.
You should be eating more. You're not eating enough.
So I have to eat more.
Yeah, you got to eat more. But it's doing great, but you still feel
really?
It. And we're saying the feeling is not a bad thing.
Very good. I understand that.
You should get it. Do you know what an atomizer is?
Okay, Bob. Thank you.
No, wait a second. Do you know what an atomizer is?
No.
Do you know what, like, a perfume puffer is?
The thing you squeeze
and it blows? Okay, write down atomizer.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay, or a spray bottle, a spritzer.
Yep,
and, there's this wonderful product. It's called Remag. It's amazing. It's magnesium. What you do is you find a way to get some of that and put it in the atomizer. And what you do is you sort of spritz a little on your knees. And you don't have to rub it, just a little bit. And then let it dry. And then wait 5 minutes. And then spritz it again. And let it dry and wait 5 minutes. And by the time you get to the third 5 minute time, all the ambient pain will be gone.
Excellent. I've been doing this Bart already,
Bart's even got it more than once a day. Amazon. Well, if you're doing it once a day, it should be better. If you're having to continually do it, something's wrong. Get some Renew. Do Renew then.
Renew, yeah?
Yeah,
I've been
in a lot of pain.
More bubble and squeak.
Okay, Steve.
More bubble and squeak.
More protein. You got to have more protein.
Fine. Thank you very
much. You don't have enough protein to make the products you're using use. So you're just having
protein,
that issue. Your meniscus is... It was really fucked up, but... It's better now, but it was terrible. But you've come a long way, but you're not quite there yet. Bob, go get Bert.
Okay, Bert. You're on, Bert.
Thanks, Bob. Hey, Ian.
Okay.
Ian, I changed the pot with the coconut almond milk grimoire. Is there a different element in the coconut milk than in the almond milk? Is there something different with the coconut milk?
Yes.
Because you said the almond milk had something in it like it wasn't lactose and it wasn't cholesterol, but the coconut milk is like, I mean, both of them reduced the time that it takes to boil. The timing was like a lot, like less than a minute, but the coconut milk is even quicker now. Is there something special with the coconut milk?
Yeah. No, it's your environment. This is not about those elements. This is about your environment. Your environment is changing. We're trying to make you notice it. Because remember, the boiling point is changing.
Yeah, I had that with the water, but yeah, that's amazing with these solutions. Because it was crazy with the larger pot.
Now you're a bit right, because the larger pot, you have more surface area, which affects your environment better. Which is why the increase of carbon is so key.
That leads into my next question.
How are you today? Are you well?
Yes, I am. Very well.
We tried to get you on last night, but we just couldn't do it. There were so many.
Sorry.
There
were
just so many. There were so many.
Madeline needed that time. Timing.
That's true. And it was some of that was for you, too, but your perception
enough
to pick up on that. Yes, good.
I heard that.
But we said, we called you out and all that kind of stuff. Didn't mean to embarrass you. You know how sensitive you are. So we're trying to spare you.
I'm immune to that now,
yeah.
I am.
Nice, so that's good. Good, you're going to be a manly man before it's over with. We'll work with you. You're going to be okay. You had another question about your week and the outcomes of your week. An anomaly, as it were?
Well, I mean, there was two. One yesterday, but then earlier this week was one that was pretty strange.
Let's do the latter one first, because you might have a latter-day rain to embrace.
I slip into something Saturday morning of space on my way.
In your whole life, you never felt that much bliss or perfect peace or exuberant joy in your experience here on planet Earth so far, have you?
No. There was one other time, but we don't need to go into that. But, yeah, that was the second time.
You're so funny. The other one was a representation of it, but it wasn't that. We don't have to go into it.
Okay, all right.
It was good. But see, that was an example of it. So that's fair. We got you. Okay, now, you're asking what to do with that, or you're asking what caused that, or you're asking, or we're saying, this is what it should be like all the time. That's why you're shocked.
Right. And is there a way that I can reengage that? Is there a way that I can reengage that?
See, Bob, here we go. Right back to the crack cocaine. Once you give him a little blow, he's on it all the time. See, it's like he's on the pipe now, Bob. He's on the pipe. He's got a taste of it. Now he wants it, all of it. Now he wants the whole Monty. So, okay, yeah, we can get you some Mollies and Roxies and Bennies and some opiates and some Quaaludes. Yeah, we can get you all that.
No.
That's the imitation. That's the imitation. That's what we're saying. That's the imitation. What you had was the real. So that's the difference. Makes a huge difference when it's different, right?
Right. No, that was
So now we're going to come back to the first part. Now let's do the second part of your week and see how we're going to fit this all together. We're looking for a segue. The number two part.
Okay, we're going to talk about my body a little bit, Bob, but it's not really directly, but it is kind of. I mean, you've told me about how large, but it really set in this week of how large I've become. I split a new fucking winter jacket, man, this week at the seams. And, you know, I've always recognized I was big, but then it really dawned on me of how huge and real this is. I mean, you know, I mean, I haven't been working, but that's crazy what happened with that jacket. I've never had that happen before.
The precursor of things to come.
As far as increasing
you
scale.
You tied your meat sack body to ascension. We did not. You did. And we've been speaking exclusively about your meat sack body since the beginning. In the beginning, the only thing you did not want was to be He-Man the Barbarian or Lou Ferrigno. That's what you did not want to be. So, but you had to prove your ascension. See?
Well,
you said you have to prove. Ain't no trouble here. Ain't no trouble. We're just telling you what happened. Okay? All right. Now. Now, you're going to balance this, and you say, well, look at your waist. You didn't bust your britches out. And, by the way, congratulations, you are working on your ass a little bit. It's still it's not there yet, but it's starting to get a little more form. So, good. That's good. We were concerned about that. But after that, it's okay. So, keep on your quads and your glutes. That's, keep going, and that's fine. So, that's all we're going to say about your body, because you made it be about your body. It makes Bob want to go vomit or rich.
I know. I just wanted to touch on that. It's a freak out. It's a freak out. That's all.
Well, it wasn't a freak out. It's not a freak out. It's a realization. We told you. This is exactly what was going to happen.
Fine, and I'm not getting prison back. Am I not getting prison back? It's not prison back, is it? That's close to prison back, man.
You're a big old biggin now. That's all we can say. But so balance your lats. If you balance your lats, it's going to help you a little bit. So it won't be quite so ogre-ish, but still, deltoids are deltoids.
Okay.
You got to work them. Deltoids are deltoids. You got to work them. And here's what's so hysterical. You've worked so hard to work on your meat sack body, and now you do nothing but lay up in the damn bed and sip champagne and eat bonbons, and you're still doing okay somehow, aren't you?
Yeah, that's the very strange part. But, yeah, that's good. It's all good. Okay. Go back to the second part. I mean, the first part.
Now,
how's that connected to the first part?
Stop. Your ascension isn't predicated on your body. Okay?
Well, that's clear.
You're eternal anyway. Well, but you had to prove it, though, didn't you? And that's okay. See, this is the point, that as a god, you should be able to do anything you want to with your meat sack body. But now it's as though you have proven your meat sack body is ascending, and it's doing what it wants to outside of you. And we like that because it's actually without your mind, you're a much clearer thinker. Without your mind, you're a much clearer thinker.
That's true. Yes.
See, most men will admit very quickly that the one-eyed monster leads them much more than their mind. Their mind says, no, don't do it. But your little buddy says he runs the show. He tells you what you're going to do and what you're not going to do and points the direction of the way you're going to go. And that's what happens. And then you go, well, there's nothing you can do. And we go, okay, we don't mind that. We don't mind that because it's like, The next thing you know, after the coitus, then it's like, oh yeah, that was good. That's right. Now let's do that again. How do we do that again? Now, let's talk about stability and trajectory. We are talking about the theme this week. So this week's show is dimensional, for dimensions.
Yes.
You're slipping in and out of those much more freely and easier now, because finally we've gotten you so busy on your goddamn body that you can actually start living a little. You don't have to fret that you're going to waste away to nothing and become saggy and morbidly obese and yucky and be all skin hanging all over everything and all that stuff. You don't have to worry about that anymore. So now you can make a dimensional choice that you can turn sideways, even with your protruding prism back. You can turn sideways and slip right between the lines and spaces.
That's interesting, because I had some questions on dimensions.
Okay.
So you've answered
that. Next time
we're
going to do this. Yeah, we did. We do this always. But we also answered you the middle of the week when you cried out for us, too. We were there. We were on the line screaming at Bart. He was taking a nap, but he's back now. So that's all good. Listen, this whole point is you need to work on your ability to stretch. So how is the full lotus coming for you?
Okay, that's one stretch that I haven't done or attempted, so I will work on that.
We
I will work on
know.
That.
Now, you're not going to be able to do it at first, so don't, because you will fuck up your sciatica. You will fuck up your sciatica again. So do a what they call a half lotus, which means you turn one top of your foot and put it on one thigh and then bring the other one up as far as you can. Okay? Don't do them both. Now, actually, Bob can do both. He's pretty wiry. But
really?
Don't get started talking about Bob. You'll never get another word in edgewise. And then we'll be talking about food and Yorkshire pudding and crazy bullshit. It'll just be terrible. It'll go south from there. So don't do that, whatever you do. Although gravy is very nice. You like gravy with Yorkshire pudding. It's delicious. That is nice. It is nice. It's a nice tomato. It's fabulous. It's good. Or a good proper English breakfast. And cucumber sandwiches with high tea. That would be good, too. Oh, wait. Bob hates it when you talk about food. Bert, you got to stop talking about yourself. You got to stop this. Okay. So now what happens is you dimensionally start finding that the cells of your body respond in kind. The cells of your body respond in kind. Once the carbon starts changing in your atmosphere, is it environment or is it heredity? You can't tell the difference because now your body is morphing into its position. Your body is moving into that position, and it's by rote. There's nothing you can do. So as long as you don't think about it, then chemotherapy might not be so bad, you see. But the way you think about it makes it just be
chemotherapy.
Terrible.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but what do you mean chemotherapy? I mean,
that's the most dreaded thing that any human can face. If the doctor
okay, but I'm not even close to that.
Chemotherapy.
I know.
Oh no,
I know, but
you're not on that at all. And even if you were, you weren't. Wouldn't make any difference. You could take the poison mustard that would blister you. You take a bath in it right now, and it would actually be a nice exfoliant for you.
Okay.
So that's all we're saying. All right, now, okay, how about your image, your mirrored image lately?
I can't recall. I don't look in the
mirror
that much.
That's right. We know. You know why? Because that image is not you.
Okay, that image is not me.
Right. If you go to the eye doctor, for like a regular exam, you can read perfectly and your eyes are perfect, blah, 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 blah. No myopic issues there. But if they would notice something very strange about your eyes, that they're basically different.
Okay, yeah, you just drummed up something. Yeah, because there's something weird going on with my eyes. Okay, I'm listening. Go ahead.
They're readjusting.
I figured that. That's strange. Well, thank you. Thank you a lot.
Well, it's what you asked for.
But it goes in and out, Ion. It goes in and out. It's like an adjustment with the.
But you don't know because you don't even look. You can't even see your own reflection. How would you know? What bias would you use to base that on?
Okay, I'm talking about reading. Reading and, like, right now I'm looking at the
people. We're talking about seeing. We're talking about reading, seeing, being, knowing, feeling.
Okay, right.
Okay? Do you realize you could get up and go to the bathroom in the middle of the night and go pee and never turn on a light?
Yes.
Well, yes. Everybody doesn't do that. Everybody doesn't do that.
Really?
Yeah. Some people can, but they normally don't.
Mm.
But you actually prefer it to not be lit at all.
Yeah, that is a strange quirk with me. Yes, it is true. Walking in the dark. I have another question.
Okay.
No, I appreciate that. About the, you touched on some open holes that I had in the puzzle about the eyes and but it's a question about carbon because there was a lot of news of carbon last week. I mean, even in your master list, you had a clip of the door to hell. But I actually found an article from the 15th of February that they found a massive lake of molten carbon the size of Mexico in the U.S. And my question, is that real or is that alternative fact? I didn't know carbon could be... Really?
Yeah, you're fixing to see. That's why we keep increasing it. We're changing this world. Heaven came down and glory is going to fill your soul. This is heaven. Heaven, the new heaven and the new earth. This is that one. We are moving you to ascension as a God, and we're also paving. We are moving out paradise and putting in a parking lot. Pave paradise and put in a parking lot. Like that.
But I just found it interesting that carbon in a molten form, I mean, it makes sense because the earth is, primarily carbon.
This is a carbon dimensionally, the way the carbon goes. Once you find it like a diamond, it's pure carbon. You want pure carbon. And that's when they open up the coal mine. That's why it's going to work really good. When the coal mines start getting lined up right to get the right kind of coal, you'll be able to go between those partitions.
Okay, that's a connection point.
That's what we're doing with you. No, that's what we're doing with you atomically.
So that's what that is, huh? The line, that's yeah. The reference
your
to meat say sack. Lines and space.
Your meat sack. Well, all you had to do was kick in your lipids. We told you that. We've told every goddamn one of you from the itch that all once you activate your lipids that this kicks in, your body starts doing different. You start processing fat different. All of a sudden they think that all these magical things are starting to happen to the meat sack body, but all that's happening is they're doing what it was going to do already anyway. And then you think you've invented original sin or something. It's the most astounding thing we've ever seen.
Okay, it's a two-part question. Also, carbon was in the, there was another article about that there's a lab in D.C. that's growing diamonds. And my question, will the new environment create
a faster
method?
There's a lot of them do that. A lot of them do. Yeah. We're making some now the size of your bed. We have to have that because no number one has to have them. No number one has to have them to be able to store information. That's the new storage information because the EMP is going to wipe out everything electric. Okay, that's all going to be gone. So you got something that isn't connected to that. So what is the ohmage of carbon?
I mean, I remember hearing you talk about it, but
typically there'd be no resistance that carbon would not hold a charge. Or that it would flow through it without having any capacity.
Right.
But that's just
right.
Not going to be the case. That's going to change so that you'll be able to actually take carbon and make it like a battery. You'll see.
Damn.
Why in the hell would you think that they're so smart that crazy, ridiculous, inappropriate in every way, Donald damn Trump would say the thing that killed all those West Virginia coal miners with the black lung and everything is, we're going to open up them coal mines again. We're going to make America great again. We're going to open, we're going to go back to the coal mines. We're going to start digging it out. We're going to start burning coal for fuel. No, he never said that. He said we're going to open the coal mines because now we're going to have a purposeful, what they call clean coal. You'll see.
Yeah, there was
see,
another
tell
article.
You all that. But see, just because you say he's got to tell everything, he don't have to tell everything. See, my nigga knows what he's doing, unlike the rest of us. He knows what he's doing. He knows how this goes. You see what? You heard me? You heard me?
Yeah, I heard you. I heard you.
Uh-huh.
There was another article just reminding me that they were saying that the distribution of carbon is not, they're just speculating or some type of scientific bullshit, but they're saying that the layers of carbon is not equal throughout the planet. All of a sudden, they're looking at the
everything
carbon
in the 33rd. Everything in the 33rd parallel will be what you use. Everything else will be what you don't. So, that's okay.
That's big. Is that related to that? In the master list, you had that the gate of hell with all that carbon and hydrogen and helium that they found in that hole. Is that related to the 33rd parallel?
Yeah.
Wow.
See, Bob had his Bob the Dark Soul.
So when you say Bob the Dark Soul, is that related to coal? That's why you call Bob the Dark Soul?
No,
related to
it's because that's what he is. Because he put them cookie crumbs in CERN and they opened the horse swallowing black hole, which allowed hell to dump out on the earth. Bob did it. We didn't do it. Nothing we could do. Ask him. That's Bob's business.
Bob didn't
don't
your
catch
help.
Us talking about. You ain't gonna catch us talking about Bob's bullshit. Bob could talk about his own bullshit. He's got all kinds of hours talking about. Carolyn spends all her waking hours trying to get ready for the lawsuits for what Bob's gonna do next. But Bob don't care. She don't care. He just sort of goes along with it. He figures those tortious bastards, if they're gonna catch him, they better get up early in the morning. So there you go.
Torture bastards. Okay. 1666.
It was Friday the 13th, Bob.
I appreciate that point.
That's all I have, Bob. Thanks.
Okay.
That was a pretty good one.
No, I appreciate that. I got to go re-listen. I got to go back and re-listen to what you said earlier to Madeline. But you covered some big puzzle pieces in this. Thanks.
Okay. Oh, what do we play for Bert? Let's see. Bert.
Oh, play that new one. We got new Vestal stuff, Bob. If there's new Vestal stuff, it's on this week's playlist.
Yeah.
Don't get this week's playlist. There's new Vestal, Bob. There's new Vestal.
New Vestal. We're going to play what Bert likes. Bert likes this stuff.
Oh, God.
Yeah, this is what Bert likes. Let's see. Where is that? Right, here's Bert's favorite.
Right.
Yeah. I know my cousin.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thanks,
sorry,
Bob.
Bert. You're welcome.
Oh, that's nice. Thanks.
No, I meant sorry. I had threatened to leave. Maybe he did leave.
I know. Really?
Yeah, he said, time for brunch or something. Time for brunch. Well, let's see if he's still here. Oh, EB. She says they love this one. Yeah, because then Eliza says, no, I bring your brunch back here and eat at your desk. What happened, Bert? What was your final topic?
I was talking about there was articles this week that I found of carbon mentioned, and there was about a this molten carbon found under the United States is the size of Mexico that they're talking about, molten carbon, and they're talking about how it can be the normal, how disastrous it can be to the environment. But it was amazing to just read carbon in the news. And there was also another article about that they're creating diamonds artificially in the laboratories now.
Hmm.
And then Ion went into talking about that they're creating diamonds right now for storage.
All right, got that. All right, thank you. Let's go to the next person.